Welcome to this exercise, transforming stress into positive healing energy. This is one of the most powerful practices that I teach because it really teaches you how to embody and occupy a place of true power, that true power that you possess. As the one who is choosing and is creating all of the emotional energy within your body and your mind. So when you practice this consistently, and you will practice it because it's something you can do anytime, anywhere, you will become and you will begin to embody the master that you already are, the creator that you already are. And you will no longer feel like you are a victim of random emotional ups and downs. So the practice is very, very simple. Let's go ahead and settle in. Sit in a dignified posture. If you're sitting on a chair, please sit up towards the edge of the chair so you're not leaning up against the back. Your spine straight but relaxed, so you don't have to keep this rigid, straight spine. Just make sure that you're not slumping forward. And now let's inhale and exhale. Inhale again. Let your belly expand as you inhale. And exhale. Let your belly fall and relax. And one more time. Inhale. And exhale, let your belly fall and relax. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you a very quick relaxation technique that uses just a few trigger areas to help you relax. And so you can use this anytime, and you will use this whenever you feel like you need to get a hold of yourself or really just interrupt a painful or negative emotional loop. So I want you to just let your eyes relax and let your forehead and your scalp relax. And let your tongue and your mouth just relax. And now the palms of your hands, feel the palms of your hands relax. And the soles of your feet, let them relax. And now you just feel your whole body joining in, becoming very relaxed and very peaceful and very comfortable. And now what I want you to do is visualize yourself sitting in a car. You're behind the wheel, and you're on the way to a very important occasion, and you encounter some very, very serious traffic. I mean, it's like things are a dead stop, and as far as you can see in front of you, there's cars. There's no escape from this. There's no shortcut out. There's no exit. You're pretty much just stuck. And you know that you're going to miss, if not some of this occasion, you may even miss all of this occasion because you're stuck in this traffic. And I want you to allow the feelings of frustration and anger to arise within you. That you're just so frustrated that you encountered this traffic, even though you left early and you wanted to get there on time, you did everything right, and you're kind of angry that you're going to not be there for this really important occasion. And just let that come up in you, okay? Imagine that it's happening, and you're banging on the steering wheel, and you're cursing, and whatever else might come up for you. And now I want you to catch yourself. Imagine that you catch yourself and you just have this moment of, oh, wait a minute. Okay. I'm angry. and I'm getting frustrated. So I want you to say that and repeat that. Notice, and then say, I'm feeling angry and I'm feeling frustrated. So now you've named the feelings, you've labeled the feelings. That makes you aware of them. When you name them, you become aware of them. And now what you're going to do is you're going to reaffirm and remind yourself where these feelings are coming from, that you are creating these feelings. And you're going to say, I'm creating this anger. I'm creating this frustration. And so now you have noticed and gained awareness of the feelings, and you have claimed your rightful place and reaffirmed the truth that you are the one creating these feelings. It's a very powerful combination. And now the third step, the third and final step of the exercise, is you're going to exert your power to change these emotions. You can transform these energies, because that's all emotions are, is energy moving through your body. You can change this energy into whatever you like. That's how powerful you are. So we're going to change these emotions into something else. So just repeat after me. You're going to say, as the creator of this anger, I choose to create calm instead. And so now, after you say that, you feel the sense of calm coming over you. Feel this calm energy. You have to invoke it. You have to imagine it. You have to bring it into your awareness. And trust me, you can do it. So even if you don't feel it all that much right now, just imagine you can feel it. Allow yourself to have that childlike energy where you feel this sense of calm in place of the anger. And now we're not going to leave that frustration unaddressed. We're going to say, and I'm creating this frustration as well, and I'm going to change it and transform it into joy. You can pick anything you want. I just chose joy. And now feel yourself, feel this sense of joy coming up within you. This joy to be alive, this joy to be here, this joy to be experiencing this moment, even though you're stuck in traffic. Just create the sense of joy, because you have that power and you can change this feeling. And why would you, knowing that you have this power, why would you continue to manifest and create and feed frustration and anger when you can shift that energy to something that is more beneficial to your biology and to your body in this moment? So now you're feeling calm and you're feeling joyful. And that's because you made that choice. You made that choice. And this is the power you have. You're already a master of this. So as you move forward through your day, or as you move forward through the next several days and weeks ahead, keep practicing this. You will master it. And you will start to gain a massive amount of awareness of your emotional states. And instead of running from them, instead of ignoring them, instead of trying to suppress them, you're going to acknowledge them. Then you're going to choose what you want to create. This is your power. And you, this will change your life. This will change you from someone who feels like you're a victim of random moods and random emotional situations, and someone who may feel that certain people and certain circumstances cause you stress, this will change you from that person into a person who is centered, who is in command, and who is able to own and direct your own emotional energies. And so be it. It will come to pass. And now take a few deep breaths. Take a few deep breaths. And as you do, open your eyes. Allow yourself to come back to the room. Bring your awareness back to the room. And this concludes the exercise. Remember that you can practice this anytime, anywhere, with anyone doing anything. So don't limit yourself. Practice it as often as you want and as many times as you want. You'll get better and better at it, and you will master it very, very quickly because you already know how to do it.